Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
It's World Blood Donor Day. And when I got the release from the PR agency and they were saying it's World Blood Donor Day, I mean, we get loads of different releases. There's loads of different days all around the world. I started reading it to see what it was about. But it was really Matt Lathan's story that said to me, we've got to have a conversation around this because it made it personal. Matt is a personal trainer whose near-death experience has reignited his passion for life and helping people stay healthy. He received blood in a, you know, a potentially fatal incident, and it changed his view of blood donations and motivated him to inspire people to become blood donors. Of course, he tells that story a hell of a lot better than I do in 58 seconds. This is why we're having this conversation, because of this audio.
Hi, my name is Matt Lathan. I'm a personal trainer in Randburg, and I wouldn't be standing here doing what I do today if it wasn't for the miracle life-saving act of receiving blood via blood transfusions.
Up, down, rotate, and pull.
I got peritonitis in the abdomen, so septicemia in the abdomen. It was caused by my large intestine rupturing, and they only picked it up about 2 or 3 days after it happened, so my whole body had gone septic and my organs started to shut down. But this was all subsequent from me having that blood poisoning in my blood. So if it wasn't for the blood, as being part of everything else, I would have definitely have died. When you're able to walk outside and for the first time in your life look at the sunshine in a different way, when everyone else is running around away from the rain and you embracing the rain upon your face for the first time that you see it, you thought you'd never see something like that again. So more than a second chance, it's a renewal of life. It's a different type of life that I live now compared to what I used to live. Whoever you are, wherever you are, thank you.
And it was that exact audio that said to me that we got to get Vanessa Radu, spokesperson for the South African National Blood Services, in on World Blood Donor Day to talk about the importance of giving blood.
Hi.
And I know that you've done a million and one different interviews today.
I have.
What's been the most common misconception in the question that you've been asked?
I think some people believe that donating blood could be fatal. You could pick up a virus. Obviously, that's not the case. There's no way you could pick up anything from donating blood. It's a safe process. There's always a new needle used. It's always discarded safely. So for people to believe that, you know, I won't donate blood because I might be infected is definitely untrue.
How did you come to be the spokesperson for the SANBS?
Well, I work as the communications specialist for the blood service, and funny enough, I also have personal experience in terms of blood donation with having family members who I lost to cancer. So I've been through the process, and now being on the other side, you really feel the pain of families when, especially when they call you up, and we know that the blood stocks are low, and patients may have to wait a couple of hours, if not a day or two, for them to get blood transfusions. And this is the situation we find ourselves often, especially over the festive periods, and now as we go into winter.
What is the state of, you know, how much blood you have and how much blood you need? Let's really just drive it home. And I'm glad we started with a personal story, because I think sometimes, you know, hearing that there's a blood shortage is not the same as hearing there's 10 people who need blood, that if they don't get it, it's going to be a huge problem for them. So where are we at in terms of how much supply there is?
We aim to collect 3,000 units of blood every single day, and especially right now, we're not making that target. So we have less than half the blood stock we need at this given time. So if you were to ask the blood service, what's your blood stock? Ideally, we'd like to say we have 5 days available, but currently we have less than 2.5 days. And we see this depleting over the next couple of days. With this cold weather, we've already seen a decline in the number of people coming through and donating. And you're absolutely right. When people start realizing that it could impact you, I mean, listening to Matt's audio, we meet lots of people who have now decided to become blood donors because they realize what an impact it had on their lives or someone they loved. And only then do you see a commitment from a lot of people.
I wonder how we change that. I wonder how we just integrate it into what it is to be a human being and integrate it into, you know, an aspect of just the way things are.
It really boils down to that. If you think about it, like today being World Blood Donor Day, it's like an international day of acknowledgement. But we, as the blood service, decided we're not going to do anything grand and wow to attract more donors today, because we find on the 18th of July and 14th of June, we suddenly have a massive increase in number of people donating on those specific days, because it's suddenly a call to do something, or they want to be part of something greater. But the message really is, this is something we need you to do continuously. Mm-hmm. The demand doesn't change. The need for blood doesn't change. People give birth daily. Complications during childbirth is the greatest need for blood in this country. People assume it's accidents, but it actually isn't. Then you've got your terminally ill patients. Cancer doesn't go away over a festive period. People still need transfusions through their treatment. So again, we need them to understand that this is a real issue. It could impact you. Put yourselves in the lives of those patients who have to wait for transfusions, or their family members, especially when you see little kids having to wait for blood transfusions. It's really heart sore.
Tell me about the process. So for someone that, you know, has maybe been at a mall and they've seen an SANBS stand or they've seen it somewhere, if it's not in your face, how do you get involved?
Well, ideally, if you want to get involved in blood donation, there's a small tick box to first assess whether you qualify. And that would be, you have to be between the ages of 16 and 65, weigh a minimum of 50 kilos, and obviously be in good health and live a sexually safe lifestyle. Then you'd find out where you can donate. We are at shopping malls. We go to schools. We go to universities. We come to lots of companies. We have drives at shopping malls, especially over the weekends and holidays. This is just allowing us to be more accessible to you as the donors. We know people say, you know, they have no time. That's the other factor why people don't donate. Yeah. You know, life's too busy. So if you come through and you complete the questionnaire, it really, the questions are designed regarding the safety of the donor and the safety of the blood being donated. If you meet all of those requirements and your blood pressure and your iron levels are good, then you'll be good to donate.
It's a very powerful message. It's just one of those things, I guess, you look at and you think, why aren't people doing it, or why do people have a stigma against it? And that's what you consistently are trying to fight. Just give me a final takeaway as to why one should make that effort to get involved, and if you are able to donate blood.
I think it's quite simple. Without the help of the public, we're unable to help patients. We can't order or manufacture blood. It is with the help of people who voluntarily want to donate and make a difference. And without these healthy donors, it's impossible for this health system to continue helping save lives with the use of blood. So we want to urge the public, if you're healthy, if you're well, if you haven't decided to donate blood and for whatever reason, rather give us a call and get the facts, because we know, you know, it's hearsay. You hear different things from different people, as to, and then you decide, I'm not going to be a blood donor. But it's not necessarily true. We get stuff from 20 years ago of what the legal issues were or the criteria was that people still think holds true.
And of course, to keep up with the SANBS is very easy. Let's get some of that information.
Well, we have our Twitter and Facebook platforms. You can also visit our website, which is www.sanbs.org.za. And we have a toll-free number, which is 0800 119031.
0800 119031. There you go. I was checking if I was on the ball there. Fantastic. Well, listen, thank you so much to you as well. And I mean, you said you're 60 interviews in today, so you're a vessel for this message, which is also really cool. And you can be super proud of yourself, Vanessa. Thank you for coming to share the word. That's Vanessa Raju there, the spokesperson for the South African National Blood Service. Today is World Blood Donor Day. Don't just dismiss it. Maybe just go do it, try it. Rather do something and try something, and then if it's like turns out terrible, it's okay. Like, you don't have to, if it was really that painful, you don't have to do it again, but give it a go, because I think that you're going to find that it actually wasn't that sore, and there's no need to be that scared of a needle. Vanessa, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.